Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Amud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off Simon Shin Sadi Beis, which has been dealing with the making of a sheet of Mavoyos for an entire city. And we're up to Sif Hey, third line. The Mechaber says, Bemedvar Mamurim, under what situation are we talking about that we said yesterday, She'ein Ma'orvin Osa L'chatzoyin, that you're not allowed to divide a city up into two halves, let's say, and have each of them make their own separate sheet of Mavoyos, that when you're not allowed to do that, you have to make one big Erev, except for the little bit of Shiur that you have to leave aside. That which you must make one Erev is talking about Be'ir Mukefes Choma Gavoa Asor Tvachim V'yesh Lo Delosos. It's talking about a city that's entirely enclosed with a wall, and it has doorways that can close at the exit and entrance ways into the city on both sides. In this situation, it is definitely going to be something that you're required to put the entire city together into one sheet of Mavoyos, with the exception of the area that you have to be Mishayer, to leave outside. As the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot Nuchav Zayin, Nokat Losos, it's specifically mentioned over here that you have to have doors over here that are able to be closed by the exit ways. Nokat Losos, it tells us doors over here, Mishum Da'iri Benasis Shel Rabim. We're talking about a city of Rabim. Shehi Rishos Rabim. It's a real Rishos Rabim. Veinu Moteres Bleed Losos. And it must be fully physically enclosed, including having doors over there by the exit ways. Kide'el B'Simin Shin Samachdalis Ibez, as we've already learned. And he says as well, even if it's not a full Rishos HaRabim min HaTorah, for example, it's not wide enough, the thoroughfares are not more than 16 Amos wide, or it doesn't go through and through from one side to the other side, or anything similar to that that takes it out of the status of being a full Rishos HaRabim, then in that situation, you wouldn't need doors, it would be enough if you had a Tzuras HaPesach over there, separating the city from the outside area instead of a door. And in this situation, where you could have halachically an enclosure over here with either the doors or with the Tzuras HaPesach over here, so in this situation, you're not allowed to be mechalik the people into two separate sections over here and make two separate shittuf mevoyos. However, the Mechaber continues, Avol im lo haisa ir kula mukhsheres mechitzos, if the city is not fully enclosed over here with walls or acceptable mechitzos, ubo lahachshir chetzu l'arva, and you want to then separate it into two separate halves, and this half will have their own erev chatzeres, a sheet of mevayos, and this half will have its own sheet of mevayos, harshus biyadim. Then the Mechaber tells us that's absolutely permissible over here, because nobody's going to mistakenly think that there's one area over here, it clearly is separately demarcated as two separate areas, and they can make a separate sheet of invoice if they want. As the Mishneh Berurah explains, as if Karn Chavches wrote Salama, and Mechab is telling us over here, Shiachshir Chetz Ade Tikune Amachitzos V'Yarva Ayde Shitov. So what you can do is make sure that each half over here is fully enclosed for its half at least, and in this situation, they can make their own sheet of mavoyos. And the other half, if they wish to, they don't have to make any sheet of mavoyos. They can be left without any tikkun for their area, and they're just not allowed to carry in their area. The Yishuv footnote number 12 brings down, in Bechelek Me'ir Dorim Nochrim, if one half of the city, for example, has non-Jewish people living there, and therefore, unless you acquire the rights from them, you wouldn't be allowed to make an Erev because they're there. So then, the Noda B'Yehuda brings down, She'efsho Le'echolek U'la'arev Rakes HaMokim Shosham Dorim Yisrael Mbovat. Then in this situation, you by definition are allowed to make only in the half that has Jewish people living in it, an Erev Chatzeros, a Shita B'Vayis for them, even though the walls surround the entire city. As long as you've enclosed that area over here with at least a Lechi or a Korah, so that is a separate area, that would be fine. Just like Yishem Shim Cholak Mechelik Meir Eino Masukim Mechitzos, just like if half of the city didn't have proper Mechitzos, you'd be allowed to make the other half of the city that does have the proper Mechitzos have its own sheet of Mavoyos, and the half that doesn't have the proper Mechitzos doesn't ruin it for them. So too, the half that has non-Jewish people in it that you didn't acquire the Rishus doesn't ruin it for the people that have only a Jewish neighborhood over there and they're enclosed. However, he brings down from the Chazon Ish differently, Ayin and the rest of this footnote for those details. Now we continue the Mechaber Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Zeh Shemayinu, that which we said, She'ein Ma'arvin Oso L'chatzoyin, that which we just brought down, this halacha that you're not allowed to separate a city that's totally enclosed into two separate Shituf Mavoyos that aren't related one to the other, that's only Hainu Lomar, She'ein Lechi V'kora Mo'el L'salkum Zemizeh. The only point that we wanted to make over here, the Mechaber tells us, is that you can't separate the two halves of the city with a not-so-clear division between them, such as putting up a lechi or a korah, separating the left side of the city from the right side of the city. However, if you made a real better mechitza, abo bepas arba'ah, if you have a board that's at least four tvachim wide, or you have shnei pasim over here, and shnei mashuhuyin, and each one is at least something, so then you could separate the left side of the city, for example, from the right side of the city, and each of them can make their own sheet of mevayis. Nechlokim elu meyelu, the mechaber says, u'ma'arvin l'chatzoyin, and in fact, you can make a separate area for the left side and for the right side. The Chofetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul, u'ma'arvin l'chatzoyin, says over here, this is talking about l'rochav ha'mavoy. This is, so to say, if you're doing it in the mavoy over here, that you're separating the left side from the right side over here, in a way that the mavui that is connecting them over here, half of the entire mavui will go to the left side, and half of the entire mavui will go to the right side. Or, the Chofetz Chaim continues, O Kamosha Pirashna L'chalik Mavos Mavos, or if they make an entire separate mavui, then that's fine also. However, Avo L'chalik HaMavui L'Arko, but to do the law on the length of the mavui, so that, for example, the left side over here will have half of the length of the mavui, and the right side will have half of the length of the mavui. That's not allowed. Also, b'chol gavne, that certainly would not be allowed, unless shechalik mamash b'mechitz gemura, unless they make a real wall over there between the two sides. So, for example, let me say this a little bit more clearly. You have a highway running through the town over here, and on the left side of the highway and on the right side of the highway, you want to make two separate sheets of mavayos. You can't do that. It's only if the highway is going over here in a perpendicular fashion to them. So then, you can have over here the first part of the highway being for the side on the left, and the second part of the highway being for the side on the right. So in this situation, the highway is going through from the left to the right side, so then they have the first part on the left, and the second side, the right side, has the second part. So each of them has 100% of the 50% of the highway that goes through them. As opposed to if it's along the length over here, so it's like you have the side of the highway that's going in my direction and I have the side of the highway that's going in the opposite direction, that you can't do. In other words, you can split it over here if somebody says, for example, you have exits 1 through 5 and I have exits 6 through 10 of the highway. That's allowed. But to say that you have the oncoming traffic side, and I'll have the traffic going in the other direction side, that you're not allowed to split. That's called lengthwise. And the first way that I described it, you have the first five exits, I have the second five exits, that's called widthwise. I hope that was clear. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'imurachov ne'eser amos, osetzuris ha'pesach. If you have a width of more than 10 amos over here separating this side from that side, then it's not good enough to have pasin of a mashuhuyin on two sides, or even a pas of arba on one side, then you need to make it tzuris ha'pesach. The Mishbur explains the Sivkot and Chotes. Look in the Bir Halacha. I'm in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Zesha Omarnu, where he has a long arichos about this. And here, the Mishbur is Makatsu, and he says, I explained over there, Shabayarnu, the Zekoy al Mishirotza Lachzo Seir, Lechalik Shitov Komovi Bifneatzmo. Here we're talking about where you want to make a separate Mavui, each one to make their own separate Shitov Mavoyus. That you're allowed to do over here as long as you have these type of separations that we mentioned, Pasar Bo, or Shnei Pasin, Shnei Mashahuyin. However, Avul, the Mishbur continues, Lo koi amishirotu l'chalik shitof amoy v'gufu l'chatzoyin. This isn't talking about the mavoy itself. One mavoy that you want to split into two halves. That the Ramah is going to discuss in a moment. The Mechaber is talking about over here that you want to go and split up one mavoy and another mavoy. So in this situation, you have to divide it up in the way we just said. Now, the Ramah says, Hagam. Or alternatively, Oyase Mechitza Gavo Asara lePesach Mavoi. He brings down from the Torah, you could make a real Mechitza over here, and then you'll separate this side from that side. That is also perfectly good. Now, he adds, Yesh Omrim, the Ramot says there's another more lenient opinion that says, Ha Di'ir Sho Yochid Asu L'Chalek Hainu L'Yarko. That which we said that you can't separate an individual city and make it into two Sheetofs over here, that's only if you want to do it along the length, as I just pointed out. As the Mishmur says in Sivkot and Lamed, Perish, Derech, Ayoros Lios Mefulosh Pesach Shalhen LaOrka, that they have the road running, for example, from the bottom to the top along its length. Rishus Harabim Overes Mi Pesach LePesach, and the Rishus Harabim is on the top side and on the bottom side at the openings. Hilkoch Ein Bnei Eiver Halos Rashayim Laso Shitov Levadin Bnei Eiver Halos Levadin. Each side can't do, as I mentioned, you can't do the oncoming traffic side for yours, and mine will be the traffic going in the other direction for my side. That's not allowed. Mishum dahani vahani darsi bahach rishus harabim, because everybody's using that same rishus harabim. V'yotzi nichnas and derech psachim lekanu lekan rishus harabim zu mechar bartan. So here, everybody's using the same entranceways and exit ways, albeit you have one side and I have the other side, and everybody's using the same rishus harabim over here. So therefore, shakulam muravim ba, everybody's mixed together over here. V'asri adodi, the left side will ruin it for the right side, and vice versa. So in this situation, when you're doing it la'arka, the Ramah says it's no good according according to the Yesh Omer. And the reasoning is, he says, because they're both using the Rishus HaRabim via this route. However, if you're splitting it, as I said, you have exits 1 through 5, and I have exits 6 through 10, so then each side is using its own side. The 1 through 5 people are going out on the entranceway into the Rosh Hashanah through exit 1. And the people on the other side, they're going out to Rosh Hashanah through exit 10. So then, they're not using the same exit and entrance ways. And they each don't have the right to use the other one side because they're going through their property, so to say. So then, then they're allowed to make a separate Erev Chatzer Shita Mavoyos for each side. And as long as they make the proper tikkun in between the two sides, that is perfectly acceptable. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Lamed Aleph, Hainu B'mo, at the point where they're separating, you have this side and I have that side. So there, they have to make some sort of a separation. So one side shouldn't be open to another side that it's not able to carry into. But on the other side, they don't need to make any tikkun at all. Because as we pointed out, we're talking about where you have a wall or doors over there, as we said, earlier in the shir, and this brought down the name of the Mogen Avraham. And the remark continues, this was already discussed, Ukemoshin is Bor Le'el Simin Shin Samach Gimel, where we already learned this. The Ad Asorah, if it's less than or up to 10 Amos wide, and this is again a printer's error over here, it says Asorah, but it really should be Eser. So then, if it's less than 10 Amos or 10 Amos, it's good, Mahani Lechi Okorah. Lechi Okorah would be able to be an acceptable separation between the two sides. And Ubi Yaser, May Asorah, again, it should be Eser over here. If it's more than 10 Amos wide, then you require Tzuras HaPesach. He brings us down the name of Agos Maimonios, as well as the Rosh and the Tur. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sivkot Lamed Beis, Ayin and the Mogen Avraham, Shehesig Azeh, the Mogen Avraham disagrees over here, and he says, the Bechiluk HaMavoi Bimkom HaShitufim, he says at the point where you're separating the left and right, Mavoi is over here, Boin and Dafko Pasar Bo Tvachim, he says it's not good enough to have a Lechir Kor, he says you need to have a board that's at least 4 Tvachim wide, or alternatively, Oder Shnei Pasim Shal Shnei Mashuhuyin, the two boards that are a little bit of something on each side, Mishnei Atzadim. And he says, Afiluam Oso Amokom in a Roch of Yosem Yasar, and he says this is true even if it's less than 10 Amos. Again, this should be not Asar, but this should be Eser. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Ir Shel Rabim, if you have a public city, V'nismata, it got smaller, V'omdo Al Chamisha Diyorim, there is only 5 people left living in this city. It's a ghost town. If there's only 5 people left living over here, Eina Tzricha Shior, then in this situation, they're allowed to be Meshatev the entire city, and they don't have the din of the Shior that we've been learning about in the previous Shiorim on this Simen. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed Gimel, V'ho Adi Yisrael El, we said previously, we said if a public city was owned there by a single individual, then you still require a shear. So how come over here, if it's 5 dwellers, you don't require a shear? So he says now, you need to have at least 5 people dwelling there. It's not so much the ownership of the city, it's the number of dwellers over here. Our Pachos means that if you have less than 5 people over here, then Bivadai Kfar Nishtaka Shem Rabbi Mena, he brings down the name of the Prisha, that it no longer will be considered and viewed as a public town. Here it will be viewed as an individual type of a town, and for an individual type of a town, you do not need to have a shiur. It's only for the public towns because people mistakenly think that this is a Rishus HaRabim. You're allowed to carry a Rishus HaRabim, that the rabbis instituted that you have to have a shiur, something left out of the Erev. If there's less than 5 dwellers, then nobody's going to make that mistake, and you'd be allowed to go and be mishatef the entire city, eina tzricha shiur. Sivchest, Mechaber writes, Hamazaka b'shituf v'chol b'nei ha'ir. If somebody is making the shituf on behalf of all the people in the city, he's acquiring, so to say, the shita mavoyis for all the Jewish people that are living over here in this city. So he's taking the matzahs over here and saying, I'm picking this up on behalf of all the people in the city. So, im erev kulam erev echad, eino tzarech lodiyam. If it's all one erev chatzeros, one shita mavoyis for the entire city over here, one erev, as we say in the vernacular, so then he doesn't have to notify each individual over there, because the reasoning is, shesuchusulahem, because how can anybody be upset about this? Now, they're allowed to carry on Shabbos. If they carry by accident, they're not chayav achatas. If they do anything wrong over here, there's no sin involved. And therefore, it's a positive zechus for everybody over here. It's only positive. There's no negative aspect. And therefore, you're able to be mezaka on behalf of everybody else with the principle of zochin li'adam shalol lefonav. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Lamed Dalet, as opposed to la fuke kishe'eru l'chatzoy. If they specifically said, I do not wish to be part of you, so then shegilu daitim shein rotzim lios mishutafim, so then you can't say it's a zechus for everybody because they clearly demonstrated that they don't necessarily want to be participating with everybody. So here the Mechab is telling us that if everybody's participating in the single Erev over here, so then you don't have to be informing each individual person that I did this. It's enough to just do it on the behalf because of the principle of Zoch and Liodim Shalom B'fonav. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he says, V'din, Misha Shochach, if somebody forgot to participate, V'lo Nishtati V'min Ha'ir, and didn't participate in the Shitav with the rest of the people, or, O Misha Holach Lishmos B'ir Acheret, so if somebody went to go and live in another city, left his dwelling place in this city, went to another city, or, O Eina Yehudi Shah Yimon B'ir, or if there's non-Jewish people living over there, so we've already learned all of these dinim in regards to a Chotzer and a Mavoy, and the Mechaber tells us, Din HaKol Kedinam B'Chotzer Mavoy, the exact same halachas apply over here with the city as they did in dealing with a Chotzer and a Mavoy as well. With this, we conclude the beautiful Siman Shin Sadi Beis and today's Shir.